This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A 39-year-old Nicaraguan died at a hospital in Aurora after being held by federal immigration agents. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Melvin Calero Mendoza has been in ICE custody since May and was awaiting removal proceedings. It's unclear so far why he died, but he was hospitalized first. It is under investigation, and the Adams County coroner is completing an autopsy on Mendoza. According to ICE, this is the third death in 38 years at the for-profit Aurora detention facility run by GEO. The last one was in 2017. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The veterinary medicine complex at Colorado State University is going to get bigger. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The $278 million expansion on the Fort Collins campus will include a livestock teaching hospital and an animal specialty hospital. One of the clinics will educate more students in small animal clinical practice, as well as meet increased demand for regional and national veterinary care. Hands-on surgical training experiences will increase. The demand for veterinarians is expected to grow nearly 20% over the next decade. The project will break ground early next year and will be completed in phases through 2028. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Mesa University's mountain biking team has won a national championship for the third year in a row. CPR's Dina Sieg says the school faced 16 other teams at Purgatory Resort near Durango over the weekend.
CMU narrowly won over Fort Lewis College, historically its biggest competitor, at the three-day Collegiate Mountain Bike National Championships. Coach Brian Flaherty says Sunday's win took him back to the first time his team finally beat Fort Lewis after years of trying.
I just kept thinking to myself, we were able to keep that momentum from 2019 to today. And that was pretty special.
He says when CMU defends the title next year, the championships will likely be held on the East Coast. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Western Colorado and the rest of the state have a sunny day today. This is CPR News.